Sadia Solomon Mingo, also known as Sadia the Makeup Artist, is a professional freelance makeup artist from Cincinnati, Ohio. And coming up Sunday, October 9th, Sadia is launching a five-week web series, and it's entitled Feel Beautiful. And I'm going to take a quote from her to show every woman their true power, beauty, and confidence, one brushstroke at a time. Her overall mission, of course, and that may be obvious at this point, is to make sure that every woman should feel beautiful. So I think we have a lot to talk about. Welcome, Sadia, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
Great, great. I'm excited about your web series. I think you've hit on something that will have an effect on a lot of women, because I think there's a difference between trying to cover yourself with makeup in order to maybe hide versus highlighting the beauty inside, perhaps.
Right.
But I'm going to stop talking and let you fill us in a little bit on your background and what led you to starting this web series and doing the work that you do.
So I've been a makeup artist for about 5 years now professionally. Mm-hmm. I've loved makeup for many years, but I decided to do it professionally. And one of the things that I've learned or noticed as a makeup artist, that anytime that I'm getting ready to work on a client, they always tell me what's wrong. And last year, I was starting to work on my portfolio. And so since we have the cameras and the audio and visual things, we decided to kind of tape some things and ask some questions. So I started to ask some of my clients questions about when they felt beautiful or a time where they didn't feel beautiful. And then that is when we realized that we was really scratching on something that is very, like you said, it's very easy to cover up and look beautiful on the inside. But the bigger challenge is, how do we feel beautiful from the inside out? So the Feel Beautiful series, you know, I started to talk not just to my clients, but I talked to a psychologist. I sat down with some men who are married and have wives and talk about their experiences with their wives and how they affirm them. And even I've done mirror challenges just to see how people, you know, it's easy to compliment other people, but it's harder to actually see the beauty within yourself. So we worked on this for an entire year. And I think this might be the first of many.
I would hope so, because I think, like you said, you've just scratched the surface.
Yes.
I think something that I notice a lot with women in particular is that we are not very good at accepting compliments. I would say if you took a poll over a 24-hour period and you complimented various women on maybe their hair or their makeup or their outfit, most of them start making excuses. Mm-hmm. Oh, this old thing, or, oh, I'm having a terrible hair day. What do you mean? And instead of just saying thank you, and maybe the psychologist brought a little insight into that. But I think, well, I'd like to know a little bit more, too, about the different kind of clients that you have been serving leading up to this web series. And then let's deep dive a little bit into this series. But can you tell us an anecdote or two about how maybe you had a client that you were just assigned to do makeup for, and perhaps there's a story around that where there was a discovery on the part of the client that maybe they walked out a different person?
Yes, I had a young lady. And I even talk about this briefly in a series where she came to me because her mentor brought her in. She had lost a lot in her life. And she do like a lot of women. We serve other people. And so her mentor was really trying to get her to kind of focus in on herself. So she had never worn makeup before. And when I was finished with her and I gave her the mirror, she started to cry. And, you know, at first I'm thinking like, oh, my God, what did I do wrong? And she said she looked like the princess that she never was. And it tears me up. And from that point on, even when I see her, I mean, she has a different smile, because it's more than makeup. Sometimes when you do makeup artistry on a person, you may be introducing them to a self that they didn't even know they had. And, you know, so I'll never, ever forget her. And she still, to this day, we have a special relationship. That's one for the books for me.
That's a powerful story. And I think you mentioned something about the mirror back. What exactly is that?
The mirror challenge?
The mirror challenge, yeah.
The mirror challenge is, I had two people, one holding a mirror, one had earbuds on. So you couldn't hear what I was asking, question that was being asked. First, I have one of the ladies hold the mirror. The woman has to first look in the mirror to say what she sees about herself and what she likes. A lot of women identify with their responsibilities opposed to actually looking at themselves and saying, you know, I love my eyes. I love my face. I love my hair. So that's what I noticed on one hand. But when I took the mirror from in front of the woman and had her look at the woman in front of her, and I say, what do you see beautiful about the woman standing in front of you? The woman can rattle it off quicker than she could herself. And I just thought
herself
about the person who she's looking at.
Right. So we're much more comfortable talking about the beautiful aspects of someone else, but certainly not about ourselves.
Yes.
We kind of tend to skirt the issue. And I think that's interesting. We go right to responsibility.
Yes. Yes.
That's interesting. And I can totally relate to that.
I can too.
Yeah.
I can too.
Interesting.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, I guess we all are. And that's probably part of your discovery too, was that you're right in there with
yes
everybody yes. else.
And it, you know, even through this series, it taught me to love myself a little bit more, appreciate myself. Because, you know, when I was younger, I had moments to where people called me ugly and said things, and those things stuck with me. But I'm not so bad looking when I look in the mirror now, and I really feel better about myself. But with this series, I thought that I was comfortable with myself, but I realized, like, I need to really take time for me and love me a bit more instead of just, you know, doing everything for everybody else, but really appreciating me.
It's healing, I think. Would you say so? Have you seen some, obviously with that one story you told us, there was
yes.
some healing involved for that,
yes.
that young lady.
Yes, definitely.
So tell us about the series. What can we expect? What's it called? And when does it get started?
Okay. It is called Feel Beautiful. It's a web series and it will premiere October the 9th. And that is a Sunday, and it will air every Sunday following for 5 weeks. And like I said, it's not about makeup. So I don't want, you know, if men are listening to not tune in because they think it's about makeup. No, I have men on there. I interview psychologists, barbers, and just different people around the city. And it talks about the things that have helped our confidence or some of the things that have hurt our confidence.
So you won't be providing makeup tips necessarily.
No.
Okay, interesting. I'm very intrigued now. But say if someone does want some makeup tips, they can contact you, I imagine, and you do freelance makeup,
yes,
correct?
I do makeup for all kind of people, musicians, comedians, everyday women, beautiful brides. So I do makeup, and I have a YouTube where I teach women and I do tutorials and stuff like that. So yeah, I show all that stuff, but this Feel Beautiful series, I want to talk about the person and not the makeup.
And then you're hoping after the initial 5 weeks that it's something that you can continue.
Yes.
Best of luck to you. And thank you so much for delving into this subject, because I think it's an important one.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck. I've been speaking with Sadia, the makeup artist. Her actual last name is Solomon Mingo. And beginning on October 9th, her 5-week web series will premiere. It's called Feel Beautiful. If you'd like to get the link to her series, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.
Every woman should feel beautiful, feel beautiful, feel beautiful, feel beautiful, feel beautiful. Every woman should feel beautiful.